Hey everyone, Victor Perolnik here, founder of TrustRing. Today, I'll be sitting down with a very special person, our very own Miguel Augustine, the fractional CPO, but also consulting lead at TrustRing. We'll be talking all about product roadmaps, so what they entail and how you can use them to not only align development and get everything moving in one clear direction, but also build better relationships across departments and have happier and more productive dev teams. So before we jump in, I'll just quickly let you know that we at TrustRing, we help SaaS companies run more productive dev teams. That is our mission here at TrustRing. We do that by doing two things. Number one, we recruit within 4 weeks qualified, available, and interested candidates. If you are expanding your dev team, whether that's full-time or on a freelance or part-time basis, we got you covered. We also match you to software houses if you need that. And lastly, we provide fractional CTOs and CPOs if you're lacking direction, if you feel like you could improve process, if you feel like you need a bit of independent advisory on what your dev team is doing, whether in-house or outsource, we can help. But now let's get into it and let's talk with Miguel.
Hi everyone, my name is Miguel. I'm calling from Spain. I've been working internationally through Europe and Canada and other countries. Been working with product teams for more than 15 years now in process management over 20 years. And what I do now is I help companies, startups, SaaS companies, B2C, B2B. I help them with their product process. Anything from strategy to organizing the product development lifecycle or the software development lifecycle, or, you know, coaching the product knowledge in the company or helping them acquire new knowledge. So I think roadmaps are a very interesting topic because every company wants to have one. Because we all want to plan. The purpose of a roadmap is to guide us into the future, what's coming so that we can make our plans. And that's interesting because in that way we can inform the marketing function, the sales function, customer support, customer success, even in terms of resourcing for product development. Having a roadmap helps us manage the budget and the plans. The bigger sign of a failing roadmap is when you cannot do any of that. So you have the marketing team coming and telling you, and I've had this in companies, like, we don't know what's coming. We don't know when it's coming. Like, you're preparing this big feature, but I don't know when to plan it for, when to plan all the communications. I don't know when to plan for this. We're launching this V2 version of this new next-gen version with all these new features, but customer support needs to prepare for that. They need to understand it. They need to learn it in time. They need to be able to communicate to the customers. So that's one of the signs of a not useful roadmap, when it doesn't help the rest of the company know what's happening, when it's coming. Another sign is even internally in the product development teams, when the development teams, and this happens quite a bit, they feel disconnected. They don't know, and they come back to the product person and the owner of the company. Like, I don't know what we're going to be doing next. I don't know how we're contributing to this. And then, you know, that creates frustration. It makes the development teams even a bit slower, lack of context, lack of purpose. And then there is another one, which is also very interesting, which is without a working roadmap, without a nice working roadmap, the development teams keep changing subjects. They're working on this today, and, you know, 2 weeks later, there will be a different priority. They will go and work on that and park this other thing, and then they will come back to that later, but, you know, it takes them time to remember what they were doing. So they always keep chasing the latest because there is no clear path to success, which is what your roadmap gives you, right? So in that sense, the roadmap gives you, it highlights not just the priorities, but also it highlights the timeline, the sequence in which they will be done, with the sequence with a reasonable accuracy in terms of the timeline. And it highlights all the big bets, the big rocks that the company is working on to get where it wants to be in terms of the strategy.
Thank you so much, Miguel. I really enjoyed that. Make sure to like and subscribe our channel for more, especially since we're going to do a sequel to this or even more. So we're going to be talking to Miguel again, for example, about whose job it is to create a product roadmap, who should be involved in that, how to do that in detail. So make sure to either click subscribe here on YouTube or our newsletter. Our newsletter also includes longer talks that we can publish on YouTube, or materials, cheat sheets, things like that. So either way, where you prefer to follow us, do that. And if you have any questions, do make sure to comment or send us an email or book a call with me. Happy to talk things through. Happy to set you up with good developers, agencies, or a fractional CTO and CPO. Thank you.